WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
Drafting Dreams is a Homewood-based program that teaches Pittsburgh area K through 12 students the principles of architecture and urban design. Its founder is Christian Hughes, who tells 90.5 WESA's Elaine Effort that the goal is to get more minorities and girls interested in the architecture field.
What do you want them to take a critical look at?
Always want them to critically assess neighborhood strengths regarding Main Street corridors, and also look at where some opportunities for improvement can be and how architecture can serve as a solution for those opportunities.
Are the students sort of intimidated by drafting and math and design? How do you pull them in?
It is such a mix. You know, you always have the student that anything with math, they're here for it. You have the one that maybe picks a part of it and say, math is not my strong suit, don't want to do this. And so the way that we kind of rope them in is, one, just through our interpersonal connection with them, a little bit of relationship building on the front end to encourage them and get them to understand that architecture is not just this one component that you may not be so strong at. Most students really get over those fears once we begin to get them in the software and they get the chance to really shape something that could potentially be their reality. Then they get all excited and forget, a couple minutes ago I was spazzing out about not knowing math or et cetera.
Because they feel empowered once they know about you have to factor in zoning and all the issues, but that they get to create.
They get to create. We really, really want to focus on the creativity side, because once we give them these technical skills to allow them to be creative, then it's off to the races from there.
So you're seeing results already?
Already. We have, since our first project series in 2016, engaged 560 or so students. We have maybe a handful of students who are in the process of applying to colleges for architecture, or are looking into applying to colleges once they get of that age. And we also maybe have two or three that are currently enrolled in university studying architecture.
How satisfied are you with the program Drafting Dreams?
I am satisfied to the tune that it is fulfilling the mission that it has been called to fulfill. But as an entrepreneur, as an innovator, as someone who really is out here for the community, if you will, there's a level of comfortability that I tend to not fall into. Because for me, it's about constantly innovating, constantly pivoting. So I'm satisfied that Drafting Dreams is meeting the mission, that it's doing the work that we say we do. But I try not to get too comfortable in how well we do it so that I can always continue improving, always open for different ways of doing things.
Christian Hughes, local architect in training and founder of Drafting Dreams, thank you for taking time to do this interview.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to even be interviewed.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.